open, so I'm going to leave that alone for now. Let's go to our next selection, which is Legend of the Nighthawk. And yeah, let's bring it. Here we go. Guy Brown, senior band, Legend of the Nighthawk. Nice first note. Match your articulation. Was there a triangle? I didn't hear the triangle. Yeah, because there's so many percussions back there, there has to be someone covering all the parts. So if you don't have the music, put it in your music so all the parts are being covered. Nice control, crescendo, good for you. Yeah. I'm going to say that has to be stronger. His instruction at 10 is intense, timpani. You're playing about a piano. Chime to the festival, so I would invest in a chime hammer and bring it with you to the festival. Put that on chimes. It says you just chose two pieces that have two important chime parts. So instead of putting on bells, I put them on chimes. Just to get. Oh, don't rush. Try not to rush on the acceleration. Dun, 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 dun. More percussion on that one from percussion. Good job. That was good rhythmic energy for the clapping section. Nice. Yeah. Clave's bar 36. Didn't hear that. Yeah, good control, guys. Bum, bum, bum. Those eighth notes, as clean as possible. Percussion, don't slow down. Watch Mr. Skinner. Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah, that was better. The first time on the declamation of that music, that wasn't very strong. This was much better. To your young violinist, I want you to articulate the same way the winds are. I'm trying to watch your bowing there. I think I die up, 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 up. I might play spiccato, a bit spiccato on that line. By up, 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 to just match what the winds are doing there. Yeah, some. This is a good piece of music. You guys play it quite well. Again, I'm going to be particular because you guys are heading to the National Festival. You're representing your school at the National Festival. So bear with me for 1 second. This entire thing, this is a hard thing to suggest, but this is your task for the next few weeks. That has to sound like one person playing it. Two things. Number one, the note length has to be accurate. That's why I talk about the violin, who's a very fine violinist, by the way. But you have to play the same way as the woodwinds. They're doing what I believe, what I hear is separation. To match these note lengths so they sound similar all the way through. Number two, these accents. This is for everyone now. I want to make sure we do what we can to be specific in that area as well. Number three, I can't remember. Okay, so here we go. So we get to this thing. It's like one voice, and match the articulations and do the accents. So I did do all three. Never mind. So I got all three. Video calm. Okay, and then we have these shots. Bump, two, three, four. As clean an articulation as you can to make that as clean as possible to the best of your ability. Chime, get a chime hammer. please. My friend Noria at St. John's Music will probably hook you up with a great chime out for you guys. But because you're going to the National Festival, and again, I'm repeating myself, because you picked two selections that have chime-specific moments. They're not just like background effects. These are actually moments where the chimes are being exposed and presented in a way. Let's put them not on bells, but on the chimes. So I'm going to leave you percussion to take care of that, okay? And talk to Mr. Skinner, and we'll hook you up. You're smooth playing at 24. Beautiful, nice stuff. Grand entrance trumpet when you come in, pick up the 25 or 28. Good stuff there. This rhythm, da, 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 da. What I hear every time is da, da, da. And you clip the end of the phrase. We want to hear da, 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 da. The other thing with that as well is I like to hear the accents. Da, 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 da. So crisp articulation, a little bit of pop on that. Composers love accents. They put accents in everything. They love accents. So make sure you do more with that. I got to tell you, Timpani, when the composer is speaking, the composer, when he writes the word intense in his music, and the only one that's playing is you at bar 10, to my money, that should be much stronger. I'm not sure why you're holding back. Perhaps you were told to play softer. I'm going to step in and say you should be playing a lot stronger there, because you are the main act for four bars in bar 10. So that has to be stronger. It has to be rhythmically accurate. It has to be energetic. I would suggest you memorize that so you know it so well that you can watch Mr. Skinner conduct that. But be very, very specific. Very, very specific. And much more sound. So my ear should be much stronger. That's just me. And who am I? I'm a guy with a microphone. Clapping stuff. Great stuff here, guys. But I wish, again, the instruction here from the composer. Once again, we're taking information from the composer. With energy. He has with energy here. So the clapping's quite good. Percussion's quite good. I can probably use more. It's strange how the composer has you at fortissimo percussion at 33. I didn't really hear fortissimo. Do you have to bang the heck out of those things? Probably not, but you could probably use more sound because the composer's driving something here. He's having the percussion do this event here and then responding with clapping from the ensemble. The clapping will never be stronger than the percussion, but he does want this percussion to be stronger. So I'd play out a bit more. That was all quite good playing. But I like a little more intensity on that one, a little more volume. Great transition to 49, although I'd love to hear that crescendo. Bum, 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 bum. You're going from mezzo piano to fortissimo. So if you look at the steps of what's dynamically there, mezzo piano, mezzo forte, forte, fortissimo. So there are three or four gradations right there, which I don't think was achieved very well, especially with a timpani. Timpani, you have the largest drum in the room. You can give me a massive crescendo there. I can use more from you. Once again, this is bar 56, da, 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 dot. Okay? Make sure we end the phrase. You're going da, da, dot, dot. Okay? And you're taking a breath before you get to the downbeat of the next bar. So make sure we're thinking about that. Da, 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 da. Okay, it's directional. Directional crescendo. All right. And then finally, a couple of intonation things here and there towards the end of the piece. I think you might be getting tired. But you finished strong, folks. I'll give you that. You finished strong. So I'm going to go up and do a workshop with you. Why won't I talk to you on the microphone here? I can speak to you in person down there. So I'm going to leave the microphone here, go up on stage and work with you guys. I hope my comments were helpful. I know you're going to do well at the National Festival. And thank you for taking on this courageous act of going to the National Festival and doing some good stuff there. Guy Brown has got to represent. So all the best down there. Hopefully I'll see you guys. And thanks again for your music. All the best.